Hi guys, welcome back to Cozy Talks. I'm Michaela.
And I'm Jordan. And this week we're going to be doing the books, like our favorite books from childhood.
Yeah, so childhood books. I'm trying to think of like a title. And it's just not coming out.
Okay.
My mind isn't working. My mind's not working. But let's do our goods and bads. A good of mine is, let me see. We stopped caring. Because it's inevitable. Like, she's going to do it regardless.
Okay. Well, whatever.
Yeah, we don't even, she doesn't really go on the cabinet that much. Or the counter that much anymore because we don't talk about it anymore.
Okay.
She literally only does it to get Austin's attention.
Okay.
But if it's, like, just me, she will not go up there.
Okay.
She'll do that because that's, like, her new favorite thing, but...
Yeah.
A good of mine is I just came back from Minnesota, and it was fun to just be there, hang out with some of Austin's friends and stuff. So that was kind of nice. Nice little getaway.
Mm-hmm.
But today's actually Halloween, so I just decorated... Well, I put the girls' costumes on, and they're so cute. It only lasted, like... maybe 5 minutes.
But that was way longer than what I thought.
Gracie's was longer. Mia's was not.
That's true.
Gracie did pretty good. So I put Gracie in a bat costume, which was, it was like in a shape of a harness. I don't really think she cared that much. I mean, she didn't love it. But
she did okay.
I did okay for enough pictures. That was all. And then Mia, I did a little lion's head. And she hated it. Absolutely hated it.
Mm-hmm.
But I got a few good pictures, so that's all that matters. So... What?
Gracie.
What's happening?
What are you playing with up there?
Okay, you do you, girl.
Okay.
Just don't break anything.
Is that the spot to do that?
No.
Is that the spot to do that? I don't think it is, Gracie. We're recording at my place instead of Jordan's place this week.
So we have cats, not dogs, to deal with.
Yeah. And they're kind of annoying. But anyway, so that's a good of mine is just Halloween's tonight. I'm excited.
Yeah.
A bad of mine. Let me think. I don't really know if I have like a bad I want to talk about.
I mean,
I guess I will talk about Anoka.
Okay.
So I went to, Minneapolis to like obviously visit like Austin's family and friends because he's actually there now. He left before me and he'll be staying for another week. But I just went for the weekend for a little trip. But I wanted to go to Anoka, which is supposed to be the Halloween capital of the world. And I mean, it's Halloweeny because they have like decorations like in their windows. They do like. Girls, you cannot play.
That is not the place to play.
Be
wrestling.
That is where I draw the line.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
That's where I draw the line. That's when Mia fell.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, that's what I'm picturing is like Gracie kicking her and just going backwards off the fridge.
Yep, that's what she did. But they say it's the Halloween capital world. Like they do the store windows.
Yeah.
They have a contest of who has like the cutest window. So that's like literally
about
it. That's about it.
I would expect more from the Halloween capital of the world.
Exactly. I was expecting like Halloween Town.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was expecting. That's what I would have thought.
It is not Halloween Town.
That's so sad.
But I mean, I still like enjoyed it just because it's Halloween.
And it's.
But the only thing that sucked is because it was literally like 30 degrees and we were freezing our fucking asses off.
Yeah.
But it was still fine. So yeah, that's kind of my goods and bads.
I don't really have, like, something that stands out as a good, more or less just, like, so we'll get into this, like, at the end of the year when we do, like, our reviews of, like, everything that we read for the year and, like, what we ended up reading for Halloween books and, like, all that stuff. We'll have different episodes for that.
But I think we are gonna do, like, do we stick to our fall TBR?
So there will be that. We both read, so it's kind of like a good for both of us. We dominated
dominated October.
Yeah, like dominated. I think it was like April, May. I thought I was like, couldn't get better than this. And then October came around and I discovered audiobooks.
Yep.
And I realized like, I actually enjoy audiobooks because I've You've never thought I would. You've read a lot more
audiobooks. I've only done two this
year. Yeah, I did a lot more audiobooks. And then Michaela's like, ooh, I have these novellas I've been reading. You let me tell you about them. And I was like, oh my God, I gotta read those. And so I read one last night after I picked her up from the airport and stuff. And now I'm like, I need to read them all.
They're so good. Yeah, I'm on my 14th book for October. Yeah. I'll probably finish the one that I started last night just because it's like a 90-page novella, and I read 50 pages last night. Mm-hmm. So I literally only have like 40 pages. Yeah. So I'll just make sure like when I go to bed. Like I think I only have like an hour left in the book.
Yeah.
So I'll just quickly finish it so I can count it for October. But yeah, we dominated.
Dominated. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, well, I read like 20, 30 books a month. But like for us...
I'm lucky if I get like four.
Yeah, because it's one a week. That's usually what we average. Mm-hmm. I will usually do more like five, mm-hmm. maybe six books, depending on like how busy I am and like what the books are and stuff. But like, if I get six books, I'm like, damn, mm-hmm. that was good, you know? So the fact that like we're both at 14 or whatever right now is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, okay, now I can do that every month.
Yeah, exactly. No,
I'm like, no, that's probably not gonna happen. I think
maybe for Christmas. So yeah. I read a couple Christmas novellas. I think I read three last year.
Okay. That's where I'm thinking it would be big again. But also now that I discovered audiobooks, I think that's gonna keep my number up higher. Probably not same. All the way to 14.
I think it's gonna keep my higher.
Because I was trying to push to get Halloween reads done. And so that's one of the reasons. But I did listen to quite a few audiobooks. Like, I'm listening to them in, like, a day or two.
I've been reading about average two audiobooks a month.
Okay.
Because I read a lot, a big chunk of it when I take a shower and get ready.
Yeah.
And then a big chunk when I do, like, my workouts, but that's literally only, like, 10 minutes a day.
Yeah.
And this month I totally did a huge... wash of that. Let's not talk about yeah. that.
See, and I do it a lot more often. Mm-hmm. I do it when I drive. I do it when I'm walking Letty, and I walk her a lot every day. And
I do sometimes I do it, when like, I drive.
Yeah.
If and I'm, then, like, really you, wanting to.
It's either that or podcasts, though. Yeah. And I don't do podcasts, so for mm-hmm. me, that's, like, my other option. And then, like, when I clean the apartment, and sometimes it'll be, if I get really into it, I will just listen to it while I'm, like, doing a puzzle or something. And mm-hmm. then I put, like, ambiance on the TV, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And stuff, and then because I listen to it at 1.5 speed, it almost cuts the thing. Yeah, it pretty much cuts the book in half. Mm-hmm. So if it's a 10-hour book, it's only gonna take me 5 hours. And then it's funny because I think about it like that, and I'm like, that's like 5 books a day. Mm-hmm. Like I'm like, I could do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's just been like makes me feel good that I've accomplished all that. Bad of mine happened this morning. Michaela was here for almost all of it. I wake up this morning, I slept in, because I didn't know you were going to play yoga, so I slept in, and, I, like, wake up, and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's, like, 11:30, like, I really slept in, you, like, without ever waking up, like, I had no idea, like, Letty never woke me up or anything like that, and she usually, and because I've been working mornings a ton, she usually kind of reworked her schedule, so now she expects me to be up that same time every day, and so she's like, okay, hey, 8 o'clock, let's go outside and stuff like that. And I noticed she wasn't doing that. And I noticed she was, when I woke up, she was acting very, very weird. And then I realized she couldn't jump up on the bed. And that's why she, like, didn't wake me up and stuff. But she was acting, like, very lethargic and all these other things. And I was, like, really, really worried. So I texted Michaela. Because we were supposed to do, like, play hooky. And then watch movies. Then record. And then go over to her parents. Like, that was the plan for the day. And just have, like, a really chill, fun day. Movies never happen. We spent the whole morning at the animal hospital. So my dog, I like get there and I call my vet and I'm like, guys, can you see her today? Like, I don't know what's wrong with her. And I was just like, she's showing a lot of signs that she was not showing last night. So I'm like, really worried. And they're like, no, we can't fit her in today. You probably want to go to the hospital. And I was like, okay. So I went to the animal hospital and, Michaela came with me. And long story short, there's nothing fucking wrong with my dog.
Nothing.
all the tests came back good, except for the fact that she's a little dehydrated. She did, like, a full physical exam, and she was completely normal and stuff. What we think happened is yesterday she was very stressed out because I had maintenance come into my apartment when I was gone, and so I had to lock her up into my bedroom. And what I'm thinking is maybe when she heard strangers coming into my apartment, she jumped off the bed and pulled a muscle in, like, her chest, abdomen, stomach area. Because she wouldn't, she does, she's having trouble jumping, and so I think that's what it is, and that she just really stiffened up last night, and then she was having trouble walking this morning because she was so stiffed from pulled muscle or whatever it is that's wrong.
Stiff muscle or something like that.
But $700 later, my dog has a pulled muscle.
So her new name and is that's Faker? What,
yeah, so her new name is Faker. And so we're like, okay, a little Faker. And so when they drew blood, they put, like, a little wrap on her leg for, like, 5 minutes just to make sure it didn't bleed or anything. And I was like, oh, now we're injured. Like, okay.
That's your injury.
I was like, and then I took a picture of her, and I'm going to title it, like, Faker. That's your Halloween costume. Yeah. Faker. And I was like, she was probably so stressed, and, like, she, it probably, because you know how, like, the littlest things will scare her?
Yeah.
I wonder if she just scared herself so because stressed, she was like, Well, that, and then the fact that she's, like, I can't jump up, like, I'm in, like, pain or whatever, it just scared her even more to be even more lethargic. But, yeah, so she's pretty much fine. She's on some, like, pain meds and muscle relaxers and stuff to see if that helps and whatnot. And that should knock her out because it'll make her drowsy and stuff. So we dropped her off at home. And we went to get Starbucks because we were like, you know, let's just go get a Frappuccino. And then I got Letty a Puppuccino. And everything, which she only ate half of it, but I think she's just so stressed out and everything, so. It just wasn't her thing. And yeah, so, but yeah, I literally was like, I don't know if I'm gonna, like, lose my dog today. I don't know if she's gonna need surgery. Like, I had no idea what was wrong because she was acting so strange and, like she literally looked like she was on her deathbed, like, the way she was walking. She was literally, like, crawling, that I was just like, oh my god, something's wrong, but... Yeah, so I mean, it's good news and it's bad news, but at the same time, in the end, good news, it was just a really stressful morning, and I just wanted to watch movies.
I know.
And I appreciate you coming with me, but yeah, I just wanted to watch fucking movies. So here we are recording, Letty's at home just relaxing, she's probably passed out from the meds.
Probably.
So.
Hopefully when you come back you don't, like, disturb her.
Yeah, she should be okay. If she hears my keys, it doesn't freak her out.
Okay.
So, if she knows it's my keys, she won't bark when I come in.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Nice. Okay. Let's...
Current reads.
Give me a minute. Let me...
Yeah, I need to pull up.
Okay. So, I was on Hollows Grove. I'm pretty sure I either was, like, in the middle of it or just about to finish. That one was really good. I read Riding the Headless Horseman. I just didn't really like it. It was, like, my first monster read, you could say.
Oh, was that it one, monster?
Well, it was the Headless Horseman. Oh, okay. So he has...
But was he, like, normal down there?
He had no head. No, he was normal
down there. Okay, but... Okay.
He just had no head.
Yeah.
And it just really creeped me out. I didn't really like it. So that one, I did not rate that well. Haunted Hearts. I don't know. There was nothing wrong with it. I just didn't, like it. It was a lesbian romance. Mm-hmm. Nothing, it really wasn't anything.
Did it stand out?
It didn't stand out. But the one I read last night was Wickedly Sweet. Such a good book.
And that's the one that she told me about, so I went home and read it before bed. Because it's only, like, 73 pages or something. Mm-hmm. So it was a very, just, like, quick read.
That one was so good. I read that one.
That was amazing.
I read that one on the plane, and like,
I almost wanted to rate it 5 stars.
Same. That's how I felt, because...
I was like, damn, this was good.
It's because, like, I ended up giving it a 4.5, because I feel like I couldn't give it a 5 star.
Because it's a novella.
Yeah, but I enjoyed it from the moment it started, from the moment...
Like, I'm gonna think about that, but...
Like, it deserves a 5. Like, honestly...
It's worthy of a 5.
Because it's so good. Mm-hmm. That's why I gave it a 4.5, because, like, I don't know, I just feel like I can't give it 5 star.
Because it's, like, such a short novella. Like, it's a really short novella. Yeah. But, like, it's worthy of it.
It's worthy of a 5. It's so good. But the one
we might go back and change it later, if we think about it more.
Maybe.
But.
The one I'm reading right now is called Dead Devil's Night. It's, I think, set in 93 pages. And that's the one I'm, like, halfway through. So I'll definitely finish it tonight. I really like it so far. The plot, there's actual plot to it. Versus some of the novellas, like, there just wasn't any plot. The ones that I liked, the No Place to Hide and Hollows Grove and Wickedly Sweet, had plot in it. That's what, like, made it that 5-star, because the plot was, like, actually good. I mean, it was very little plot, but, like...
But for a novella, it was...
But the story, it like, it good. Actually made sense to the story. Versus, yeah. like, the Riding the Headless Horseman, it was nothing. Like, it literally was nothing. And then in the end, they're like, I love you so much, I can't live without you. And I'm like, you've known that man for 3 hours.
If that.
If that. Like, and he kidnapped you, so... And he doesn't have a head, so... There's no way that you love,
like, I don't, I'm not following.
Like, it's just, like, it's so unrealistic versus the one, those three novellas I just said are, like, they make sense and they're, like, actually good. But this Dead Devil's Night has a lot of plot in it, and I really like it so far, so I'm really excited to see, like, where it ends up, because, like, a bomb just got dropped, and I'm just like, what?
Yeah, and there's so many of these, mm-hmm. which, it doesn't surprise me, I just never really thought about it. That I'm like...
I read it... Remember that one? It was Scream for Us?
Yeah.
I read that one last year. And that one has a Christmas one.
I remember you telling me that.
Mm-hmm.
Even though some of these are technically Halloween, they're not mm-hmm. just, like, spooky in general, I'm like, I could see myself, like, every once in a while just reading these throughout the year.
If you just need a quick read or something?
Yeah, if I just want, like, a quick, steamy read, mm-hmm. you know, that has good quality usually... Like, mm-hmm. just start making a list of all of these, because I started going through them last night after I finished that one, and I was, mm-hmm. like, reading some of them, and I'm like, these sound good. Like, I need to add these to my list, but there's so many.
The one that wrote Hollows Grove has a Christmas one.
Yeah.
And that was the one that has the one for each holidays.
Yeah.
I saw the Christmas one last year, and I just never got around to it.
Okay.
And then when I read Hollows Grove and I finished it, I looked at what other work, and I was like, oh, that's the Christmas one I was going to read last year. Yeah. So I'm definitely going to read that one for Christmas.
It's funny, because she does have one for every holiday. Literally, like, every holiday. She has one for St. Patty's Day.
There's also one coming
there's
out.
There's two. I saw two on the space below. It doesn't have, like, a, I don't know what thing, because there's no cover and there's no, mm-hmm. Mia. What would you do if I just closed that basket right now? Huh? Huh, honey? This is why we don't go in places we don't know. Yeah, I know. I wasn't sure, like.
There's nothing in there.
Okay.
Okay,
as long as there's nothing in there that's,
I mean,
like, that she could break.
Electronics, but she's not going to break anything.
Yeah, she should be fine.
She should be fine. And I think she's honestly, like, she's just curious. Yeah, she's just curious.
I just wasn't sure if it was going to tip or not.
I don't think so, because it's, like, the length of that bookshelf. It's really far in.
Okay.
That much.
Okay, so then we're good.
Like, she'd have to, like, push on it.
Yeah. What was I reading? Why? This is the problem with reading too much. I don't know what I've read in the last week.
I went back to the date, because I have my dates on my books.
I have it on here.
So I went to the dates.
What was the date? When did
we record? The 25th.
Did I do the last letter right? Because I talked mm-hmm. about how I cried. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I read Put a Spell on You, which is the second one to Bewitched by You.
Yeah,
it was
you were
okay.
reading that one.
Yeah. So it wasn't too bad. I think I was, like, kind of just done with, like, the witches and stuff, even though this wasn't, like, typical witches and stuff. It was really, really good, but I only gave it a 3 just because I wasn't, like, feeling,
you know,
anything from it, but the story was good.
I'll see these books on Threads, like,
yeah.
the new Twitter, and I'm like, oh my god, people are talking about this book, interesting, I'll have to read it, but it's the author that posted it, so I'm like, oh, it's just the author, like, I
it
thought
means
it was, like,
nothing.
It means nothing to me, because it's just the author promoting her book, it's not, like,
yeah,
some random person that found it and was like, you have to read this, because that means more value.
Yeah. Yeah, they're like, oh my god, I
picked
up this book.
She's fooled me, like, probably 5 times within this holiday season. Because I'll see it. Yes, because I'll see it. And I don't even follow her. It's just on, like, my suggestion.
Yeah.
You know? I don't even follow her. And, like, it'll pop up, and I'm like, oh! And then I'll notice, like, the name. And I'm like,
and you're like,
wait,
oh,
that's the author's name.
Psych. That's funny. Because I know she has, like, a few other books and stuff, so that's... I don't follow her, so and I just don't pay attention to that. Punk 57 by Penelope Douglas. 5 stars. Loved it. It's part of the Devil's Night series. I'm so happy I read it. I kind of wish I read it sooner, just because it was so good. But totally worth it. And it was kind of nice, because it brought me back into Devil's Night all over again. But yet, it didn't, like... Yeah, but at the same time, it was his own story. And everything. And it was nice just to see my boys again. Give a little shine. The only one that wasn't there was Damon. I think he just didn't, like, fit the scene. Because they went to jail to go bail him out. And I just don't see Damon caring about doing that. And that was, like, really the only thing they were really in. But Misha drives Will's truck. Remember his truck in the first book?
Yeah.
He had given it to Misha when he was indisposed. And so that's the truck everything happens in. And he's like, I hope you don't want it back. I have really good memories in it. And Will just goes, so do I.
Yeah.
And I was like, yes, you do. Yes, you do. But yeah, so absolutely loved it. And then I read Weekly Sweet last night. That's the one Michaela told me about, the novella. And then I am listening to, it's by Kareen Michaels. I've had her on my list for a long time. And then This Girl at Work, or Catherine Cowles, I'm sorry. Totally different author. we've talked about both of them. A friend at work recommended me anything by Catherine Cowles and Kareen Michaels. And it turns out I had both of them on my list. I know. But it turns out that I had both of them on my list when I was going through, like, Audible a year ago or something before I decided to, like, actually get Audible. And it's funny because I even had some of their books, like, that I'd just seen on TikTok a while ago come up. And so I just was like, oh, actually, like, yeah. And she's like, oh my God, I love them. And so I was like, that's funny. And they had some stuff for free. So I'm listening to Kareen Cowles. It's called Beautifully Broken Pieces. It is the book one in the Shutter Lake series. And there's 3, I think. And my friend's like, oh, I wanted to read it. And I was obsessed with her last series. She says that she's kind of like a Lucy Score, where she has very good, like, romance character building. But she has her characters have, like, that suspense aspect. And so this book, the first one at least, I don't know what the other two are about. I haven't read about them. But this one's, like, she lost her mother, and so she's, like, on a sabbatical, and she just, like, needs to go. She finds this, like, little town in Oregon just to kind of, like, refresh, because she wants to live in the middle of nowhere where people don't know her. And she's going to end up falling in love with a guy who's a cop, but there's a serial killer on the loose, and people are going missing. So it's kind of got that, like, suspense aspect that I've learned to, that I absolutely love in romance books.
You've been loving that.
Yeah, and so it's, like, a nice balance between everything. So. Nice. Yeah, I'm on chapter 10. I'm, like, a third of the way through the book, I would say.
Okay.
Like, a third. So, and it's really good so far. So,
I'm currently...
Oh, and I'm reading King of Greed, but I stopped to read the novella last night.
Okay. I'm currently reading, or listening to The Housemaid's Secret.
Oh, yes.
I officially started it.
Okay.
I think I finished, like, Just Like Home, and I wasn't sure what I was reading yet.
But you told me that was the one you were really thinking about.
And it's really good. Really, really good so far. Okay. So, let's just get into our childhood faves. So, these are the books that we read during our childhood. I am including the ones that I read in high school just because there's really not that many. There's literally, like, 3. Just because I didn't really get into reading until, like, honestly, like, 2 years ago. But until, like, college is when I started, like, actually reading, like...
Yeah, because that's when you read, like, 50 Shades, you reread the After series, you read a lot more on Wattpad and, like, other things, so...
Yeah. So, I'm going to include those just because...
Yeah. And then me, I started reading, like, hardcore in high school, so I'm going to include middle school and, like, younger is what I'm going to do, just because I don't think it's fair to do anything from high school since I read, like, hundreds of books in high school.
Yeah.
So...
Okay, so, do you want to go first?
Sure, I can go first. So, the first one, we both have this one, so that's why I was just going to say this one first. Twilight.
Yeah.
That is the one that got me into, I know it's what got a lot of people into reading, but that was the one that I discovered, like, outside of childhood books, like, shit's really good. Yeah. And, like, there's, like, this whole world aspect, and you can just kind of get lost in a fantasy place and all this stuff. And that one I read, like, going from middle school to high school. and stuff. And that one just, like, it's a nostalgia thing, I think, because that's when all the movies were coming out and everyone had, like, their fandom and Team Edward, Team Jacob, and that whole thing. But
I read these, I think, like, I read the first one, I want to say, like, sixth grade.
Okay.
Like, I read it, like, really? I read it, when did the movie come out? When were,
came out when I was eighth grade freshman.
Really?
Eighth grade freshman?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Because I got into them after, like, two movies had already been out.
I want to look up when the first movie came out. Because I read it.
Maybe it was, like, seventh, eighth grade.
I read the first one, like, we watched it, and then I read it.
No, you're right, because the fandom happened when I was in middle school. I remember right now, because
I just don't remember if it was 6th, 7th, or 8th.
I want to say it was 7th or 8th.
Yeah.
I think it was, I want to say 7th.
6th might be too early, yeah.
I want to say 7th. But the books were out before that, obviously.
Yeah. I watched the first Twilight movie, and then I immediately, like, we went to Barnes & Noble, and I bought it. And then I read all of the series.
Yeah.
Like, all of the books.
I watched the first two movies.
A couple months.
And then I waited a little while. And then finally I was like, my sister was like, just try reading it. And I was like, okay. And so I read it. And I read, like, all of them in, like, a week. It was amazing.
That's how I did.
And then I became, like, obsessed. Like, I didn't do the whole, like, Team Edward, Team Jacob thing.
I totally did.
But, like, I was there for, like, the midnight showings, and,
my mom, these are my mom's favorite movies.
Went to the theaters, like, multiple times. I watch them to this day repeatedly, and it's funny, because you have the, it's that time of the year again, where it's, weather, or whatever the music is.
I was a Team Jacob, but secretly I was a Team Edward, but I didn't want to, I was too ashamed to be a Team Edward.
See, and I always said I was, Team Edward in the books, Team Jacob for the movies.
Yeah.
Is what I said. But also because, let's just be real, if you take away their faces and just look at the body, Team Jacob all the way.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's be real here. But then you get, like, Edward's voice and his, like, persona and that kind of stuff, and you're like, okay, that's nice.
Okay. So, I kind of tried my best to, like, my list, at least, like, chronologically do it from, like, just memory. So I'm gonna talk about the books, like, when I read first as a child. So I think these are the books that I read with my dad. So, my dad and I, when I was, like, I don't remember how young I was. Like, I was maybe, like, fourth or fifth grade or something like this. To go to bed, my dad would read me a story. But, and eventually, like, it was, like, little, like, kid stories.
Mm-hmm.
And then we started reading, like, novels together, where he would read me, like, a couple chapters of a novel. So the ones that I remember I was reading, like, quite a bit, but I just can't remember the ones, like, I just can't remember a lot of them. We read BFG, which is, like, big. I know it's not fucking... No, it's friendly.
Big friendly giant. It took me a second. I was like, big fucking.
I'm like, I know it's not big fucking giant.
I was like, wait a second, that doesn't sound right.
That took me a minute. We read the BFG and we read James and the Giant Peach. And then there's this magic book that we read, and I've been trying it for the past 3 hours. I've been trying to figure out what this book is called. Because all I remember is that it was a magic book.
And then it got turned into a movie.
And then I think it got turned... I can't really remember, but I think it did.
Okay.
But that's all I have going on.
And it's funny because I'm like, is it this one? And, like, she's like, no.
I feel like if I saw the book and I saw the title, it would come to me.
Yeah.
Like, I just feel like it would come to me.
Yeah. But it's been so long.
And it's like, I don't remember what the book was about. So I literally can't even tell
you. Like, narrow it down.
Like, I can't even narrow it down. Like, I can't be like, oh, it's about this. But we read, so those are, like, the three books I remember me and my dad, like, reading as, like, a child. And we would, like... I think, like, I read a couple chapters, like, once, like, I knew how to read and stuff.
Yeah.
But it was mostly like, a bedtime getting ready.
Gotcha.
For a bed thing.
Yeah. Right, my
Oh, my God.
So, I didn't try to put mine in chronological order because I don't friggin' know.
Yeah.
I did my best, but...
I just tried my best.
Another one of mine is literally any and, like, all the Magic Treehouse books. That was my shit.
I absolutely devoured those books. I remember always coming home and I would take one from the library each weekend and come home and like read it. And then sometimes after school, it'd be all I do. And I went through like a whole phase where I was like such like a reading nerd like I am now.
I feel like
and
I
then
read
I went
a
like
couple.
4 years of not reading.
I feel like
thing,
I read like a couple of Magic Treehouse ones, but I don't really remember.
They were so popular at that time, so
I don't
it would
really
make
remember.
Sense if you did.
I don't remember like actually like reading them.
I remember some
like if
of
it
them.
Did, it was a couple.
Like I remember like the plot to some of them, and then I remember like reading the Christmas one for Christmas and like Halloween ones for Halloween. Like I remember doing all kinds of stuff like that, and they're so nostalgic that I'd almost want to pick it up again because like I just remember so many good memories from reading those books.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Your turn.
Oh.
And you making fun of me.
It was just the so good memory book.
That's what you did with mine. That's why. Yeah, you just abruptly stopped and I was like.
That's so funny.
Okay.
I remember reading Junie B. Jones. I literally like have no idea what these are about.
I never
remember,
read Junie B. Jones.
I just remember reading them.
It's still popular today because everyone at work asked for them for their
really?
Kids. Yeah.
I just remember reading them.
Yeah, I don't remember anything. About them.
I don't remember. I just remember reading them.
Yeah.
That's
and if I,
that's all it. I can okay. say.
Thanks for not the erupt.
That's
spot.
Literally all I can say because I don't really remember them. All I remember is that I read them.
Yeah.
I don't remember how many I read. I just remember I read them.
Yeah.
So
another one of mine is the series of unfortunate events. So my sister was really into these, and so she, you know, had me read. She like thought I might like them and stuff, which I ended up doing. And it was a movie at one point. They only made one movie. And then it became, like, a TV show on Netflix, like, 5-6 years ago. And I don't think it was that successful. I don't know how many seasons there are. But I remember loving the aesthetic of, like, the books themselves. Like, physically, they looked really cool. And then just, like, the theme. And they were kind of, like, mysterious, spooky, very, like, taboo-type topics because, like, the guy's bad and he's orphaning these children and but yet he's, like, claiming to be, like, a family member but he's really using them for their own personal gain and they're, like, real nerdy kids so they're trying to, like, get away from him but the, like, social worker's like, no, he has legal right to you and he's not messing anything up and then they would, like, they would go to, like, every book is, like, them going to, like, a different type of living situation but every single time they went to somewhere the like uncle dude or whatever would like kill off that person and take them back and stuff so like this I think it's the second book they go to like another uncle of theirs who's like he like houses exotic animals and then on accident he gets bit by a snake and then they go to like this deranged aunt who lives in the ocean because she's paranoid but then he kills her and so they have to come back to him again. And then they go to, like, this orphanage, and then he steals them out of there and kills, like, their people. Like, it was just, I don't know, I loved that series.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, the next one, okay, this is called Rainbow Magic. They're, like, fairies, and I think there's, like, 10 of them or something. All I remember is I was obsessed with these books.
Yeah.
I loved them so much. And that's all I can say.
Okay.
Because all I remember is that each book has, like, a color.
Yeah.
And it's about fairies.
And, like, themes and stuff.
That's all I can remember.
I don't know anything about them. I saw the cover when I looked it up, and that was it.
That's all I remember.
I've never seen them before.
They're fairies.
Yeah.
And they're rainbows.
Yeah.
So.
That's enough. That's what you don't even remember the magic one, but yet it really had a thing.
It really had an impact.
Really, like, yeah. Another one. So I was paid to read this book. It was my first big book. And when I mean big book, like, I still have it, and I'm sure you've seen it on my shelf without even knowing what it was. It's, like, the size of, like, the Twilight's book 4, where it's, like, part 1, part 2. Like, it's a huge book.
Okay.
But it's, like, obviously, like, big lettering and font and stuff like that. It's called the, I don't know, I've never been able to pronounce it to this day.
Okay.
But it's called The Invention of Hugo, and then I can never say his last name. It's like Corbet or Corbett or Cabrit or something like that. And I got paid $20 to read the book. And at the time, I was rolling in cash. but yeah, because it was like my first like big book when I was old enough to like be outside of the Magic Treehouse level.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. So.
I'm just going to take my beat real quick.
You're good. I'm actually kind of surprised that I didn't that I never did read, like, the books that were, like, the Narnia books and then, like, Harry Potter and, like, Percy Jackson. Like, those are all the iconic ones that, like, people who read books today always, like, have some type of, like, connection to one of those books. But I never read any of those. I've watched the movies, but I've never read any of them. And I'm kind of sad I never did because I've always wanted to. I just never did.
Okay.
But yeah.
The next one. I remember I've read Captain Underpants, and I loved them. I think I only read, like, a couple. I don't think I read the whole series, but I was obsessed with Captain
Underpants. That was my shit.
I loved Captain Underpants.
See, and I don't know why, but I just went, who wants to read a book about a kid running around in his underwear?
Apparently me. I don't know.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I wouldn't say small, because at the time it was big, but it was a short obsession of Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
I never read those.
And I never read Captain Underpants. But I think that that's like our equal in a way because mine, like, is they a little were bit more like really dweeby. A little bit.
Underpants. That's bad.
Yeah, Diary of a Wimpy Kid is still just...
That's like, not that bad.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, like, it's not that bad.
That one's not as bad. But I remember reading, like, the first couple books, and I was like, yeah, this shit's awesome. And, like, that's I think about it today, and I'm, like, cringing.
Yeah, that's how I feel about the Captain Underpants. Like, that's so cringe read Captain Underpants. That's so cringe. That's terrible.
Yeah, like, a little boy? Okay, no big deal. Yeah,
that's terrible.
Yeah.
The next one, I have The Tale of Desperado. I think it's Desperado. Okay. The Little Mouse.
Yeah.
I loved that book.
Yeah.
I love the movie, too. Austin hates it. I also, like, so I read the book. Like, I think it was, like, when the movie just came out or something like that. But I read it around the same time. And then they came out with a video game of it. Okay. And I was obsessed with the video game as well.
Oh, really?
I was a whole Tale of Desperado fan. I loved it. I love that Little Mouse. It's my favorite Little Mouse.
Okay, I'm trying to think of the name of this one. I want to see if I can look it up. So I read, after the movie came out, I decided to read the book, but the movie Holes, that has Shia LaBeouf in it.
Yeah.
I read the book to that, and it was really good.
I didn't even know it was a book.
I only knew because it was, like, they were in school. Like, my class was like, here, do you want to read this book? Like, after the movie came out kind of thing. That's the only reason, like, I think that I ever even read it to begin with, but I ended up really liking it.
Makes sense. Oh my god.
I know, I just look up and she's just like running across it. Your turn.
Oh. Okay, this book, I've seen it at Barnes & Noble and I remember reading it, but I have no idea what it's about. Speak?
Yes. Yes.
I read that book.
I read that book too. I forgot about that.
All I remember is I really liked that book. Yeah, and it became my personality for like a solid month.
Okay. I remember but like, that's, reading I don't it the really first remember half and I didn't really like it until the last half and then I was like, wow. That was, like, an intense book. Okay, I was trying to find the name. I found it. So, there's another one. It's called The Trumpet of the Swan. My sister loved that book. Like, it was one of her favorites. And so, I ended up reading it, and I really, really liked it. She's like, if I remember correctly, I could be completely wrong. But he's, like, a swan. And he has, like, he plays, obviously, the trumpet. I'm doing so good because this is all in the title.
Oh.
He's wanting to become, like, famous, and he wants to, like, share his music and stuff like that, but everyone can't take him seriously because he's, like, a swan. I remember it being something like that. I could be completely wrong, though. But, yeah, so.
The next one, I read Miss Pingree's Home for Particular Children.
Okay.
I really enjoyed I think this was around, like, middle school-ish, I want to say. I think Speak was also around middle school.
Yeah.
So I'm getting into, like, my middle school. Miss Pingree's Home for Particular Children, I really enjoyed it, and then I think I watched it around when the movie came out, and then I watched the movie. Yeah. But yeah, that one.
So, I can't remember the series. but it was a series, they were horse books, and I, like, there was, like, a different one, and it was, like, 10, 15 books or something like that, and they were smaller, they were just chapter books,
But they all had like a different like story and a different like horse and everything in them. But the one I do remember is Black Beauty. So it was a black stallion, and he like was getting captured and taken away from his home, and it's his journey trying to go back. And that one I think had been made into a movie and something, I'm not sure, but yeah, that's the one I remember.
How do you spell routine?
R-O-U-T-I-N-E, I think.
Oh, I did R-E. That's why it wasn't popping up. So I was like,
autocorrect can't even figure it out. That is such a sad day when you type something so horribly wrong, the autocorrect's like, I really have no idea.
Oh, that's funny. Sorry, my manager asked me like this question.
Okay.
So I screenshot it so I can get back to her. The next one I've written down is Twilight, we already talked about. But the next one is Pretty Little Liars. I didn't read all of these.
Okay.
I think I read the first, like, three or four.
Okay.
From memory, I think I just read the first three or four.
Yeah.
But I read these during high school, because that was when the series came out. And then I think when I realized, like, it's totally far from the series, that, I think that's when I, like,
yeah,
lost interest.
I didn't read them until a couple years ago. And then I finally like, read through them and stuff, but I didn't read them.
Did you read
the
all of them all?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I don't remember that. Yeah. Dude.
She fell.
No, she just like.
No, it just sounded
slammed
like
her body.
Yeah, body slammed the fridge.
She really did.
She's like, take that, bitch. So I was like forced to read this book, and then I ended up really liking it, but I complained 3/4 of the way through. And then, like, even at one point, like, I was so behind on chapters that I was supposed to read that my dad ended up having to read them to catch it up because I threw such a tantrum because I did not want to read this book.
Okay.
But it ended up being really good. And I feel bad to this day for making my dad do that. He was so mad at me. But it's called Number the Stars. And it is about, it's really messed up. But, like, at the same time, it's also good to, like, have younger people. It's just I was really young when I was forced to read this in school, but it's pretty much about like a Jewish family, and it's from like the little girl's point of view, and it's them trying to like hide and navigate life in the time of World War II when like I think they were like in Germany or something, and they were like separated and taken out to concentration camps and like all this different stuff and everything, and it was all from her point of view and everything.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was kind of messed up that they made us read it, but, like, yeah. At the same time, it was such a good book to read, I just probably would have waited until I was older, obviously, but.
Right. Oh, she's right there.
Yeah.
For just eating. Oh, my.
They're just beating God.
The next one I have is Vampire Diaries. Again, I read this while the show was going on.
But you only read, like,
I didn't read all of them. Yeah. I don't remember. All I remember is I stopped when Elena became a ghost.
Yeah.
That was when I stopped. I don't know where that is in the series.
All I know is I read two books, but I don't know if I knew it because I had read that or if I knew it because everyone talked about it.
That's when I stopped reading the books, is when Elena became a ghost. I was just like, what the fuck is this like, shit?
What?
What the fuck is this shit? But again, those are so different from it. Doesn't follow the series like at, or the series does not follow the books.
Because no, even from the first
it
book,
even from like, the first sentence, it doesn't follow.
I know, like it's not so only is different. She blonde, she also has a sister, not a brother.
Yeah,
the two guys don't even look like what they do in the show.
Like it's so different.
Yeah, like everything about it's different. It was still good.
Yeah,
but nothing will compete to the TV show just because that's the TV show. Yeah,
Mia, don't you dare.
So, I also was so into the Goosebumps series.
Oh, yeah, you were talking about this.
I loved Goosebumps. I don't know how much I actually read of it, but I just remember my sister loving it, and that might be on default why I also loved it. It's just because my sister did. But, yeah, I just remember reading Goosebumps all the time, and I loved it. And I remember there was, like, some I couldn't read because they were too scary for me, and I couldn't get through them.
Yeah, I never read those. I think I have two more.
Same.
I have written down The Fault in Our Stars. I read that one, obviously, when it, like, right came before out. It came out. But I was such a fandom girl with this book.
Yeah.
I loved it. Loved the movie and everything.
I never read the book. I only watched the movie to that one.
Yeah. I read the book, and I think I read a couple other of his books, but nothing that, like, stood out to me. Like, I think I read Looking for Alaska.
Okay.
And then what's the other one that he has? I have no idea. I think Paper Towns. Is that what it's called?
I have no idea.
Paper Towns. I think I read that one, too.
Okay.
But the phone...
Girlies.
You two are getting a little annoying.
Anyways. I read Stuart Little.
Really?
Fucking love that book. I reread that book so much. Really? I loved That's it. Funny. Yeah. I don't know why. I don't know if it was because he was a cute little mouse. I don't know.
So funny.
I just remember really, really liking that book. So I was all over that book. Like, I remember my copy I used to have. I don't have it anymore. But my copy was, like, shredded.
Damn.
Yeah.
The last one I've written was after. I read these as the Wattpad version. So when they were a Harry Styles fanfic,
literally. And instead of Harden, it was Harry.
Yeah. I read these all through high school. So I think it was sophomore year when it first came out. And I think I read, like, I think it was already, like, halfway out. But then I read them each week as the author put it out.
Like,
each
new
week,
chapters and
each
stuff.
Each chapter each week. What the hell did they just do?
I want to say they jumped on the cat house really hard.
Could have.
And it hit the wall. That's what that sounded like.
Could have.
Also, something could have fallen over. I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm just throwing out things here.
It wasn't a loud crash, so I'm not too worried. But yeah, I read the after series, so it was an obsession.
Yeah.
And then I reread them when I was in college, and read them as, like, the series.
Okay.
So.
And then one of the other first ones, this is my last one, but one of the first ones I read after Twilight that I would kind of still consider as, like, a childhood one, just because, like, I was really young when I read it. And I've, like, reread it, and so I think of myself as, like, it's, like, a nostalgia book for me, is the Mortal Instruments series. It has a movie. The movie failed miserably because it was horribly done. But the TV show is really good, and the TV show is called Shadowhunters. It's Mortal Instruments by Clarissa Clare or something like that. I can't remember. It was just... I love the book. Now, I only read the Mortal Instruments series. I have not read. It's on my list. But I have not read all the other series because she has, like, the Clockwork Angel and the Clockwork Prince. There's multiple, like, sub-series to it and other books that are all in the same world. I just haven't read those yet. So, Oh, my gosh.
Mia.
But, yeah, that's pretty much...
That's pretty much all. I know there was a couple others. I just can't think of any... I never read, like, the big... Like, I never read Harry Potter. I never read, like, the Divergent series. I never read Hunger Games.
I guess that would count, Shatter too, Me series is, I did read Hunger Games, and I did read Divergent.
Yeah, I never read those. Never.
But read I read them while I was in high school. That's why I didn't count them. But, yeah.
I never read Percy Jackson.
I didn't do Percy Jackson or Harry Potter either. Or Narnia kind of thing.
Read, like, the big ones besides Twilight.
Was probably the biggest one. And then it would have been Hunger Games and then probably Divergent. Those, I think, would be my big, big ones that, like, had a fandom to it that I was a part of, I would say. Now it's all about Sarah J. Maas and these other ones.
What are you doing? You were your bad tongue. You were your bad. You were your bad.
Don't mind us. We're just attacking the cat. She's so cute.
Literally attacking her.
Just, like, pounced on her.
I didn't tell me too much. So, yeah. I mean, that's basically it.
Yeah. I don't really have anything else to add.
Me either. I guess we can announce the book that we're doing after. I feel like we've probably said it before, but...
But officially.
Officially. So, next week we'll be going over Icebreaker.
Yeah.
I still need to look at the book.
And, oh, my God. I haven't... Because I don't have an outline or anything. I
have an outline. I actually might. Or maybe... I don't know.
Maybe notes to it. Not, like, a full outline. But, yeah, I need to do that. Because it's been so long since we read it.
No. I don't have one.
Okay. Yeah, I also just want to, like, go through and refresh, too.
Yeah.
Like, like quotes and stuff like that, because I remember tapping a lot in that book, so it, I don't want to just try and wing it like I normally do with the other books, because the other books I don't have as much tab, so it's easier just to kind of wing it.
It's on my to-do list, I mean obviously this week, because next week we'll be recording it, but to go over them, go over my highlights and pick out like, my favorite scenes
and then
stuff.
After that we're going to be doing Unravel Me by Becca Mack. It's number 3 in the Play With Me series.
Yeah.
And we did the first 2 already on the podcast if you want to listen to those.
So yeah, that's kind of, and then we're going to do some Halloween reads after that. We haven't really...
Christmas reads after that.
Fuck. Halloween, Christmas. We haven't really picked which ones we're doing yet, but
yeah,
we'll let you know when we know. But yeah, that's basically it. So I guess we'll see you next week.
And that's Cozy Talks.